last week on Discount Heroes.
Copes, we got to go now. We got to go higher. We got to get out of here. I'm not some cool, wandering, free-spirited, demon horn drummer. I'm a bloody pirate.
No, I'm flying right at him.
Oh, you're flying at him. Evasively, though?
Evasively, yeah.
As the ship stops and just hangs motionless in the air.
Thrasher, hit the thing!
You feel weightless for just a moment as the ship falls. You're able to get some purchase on the ceiling and pull yourself over to the core of the ship and strike it again.
I'll whisper Knox, but this is a hard angle for them to hit, buddy. Get us out of here.
Incoming!
It's like they fall across the deck of the ship and then they're pulled tight. Thrasher is suddenly flung by the hook off the side of the ship. So the chain pulls tight and it begins winding inward. You could feel the ship being forcibly pulled closer.
We're stuck.
Time for the boom boom, buddy.
You just tell me where you want me to aim, boss.
The ropes or the guys.
Will do.
I drum up a really slow marching beat on my drum. Cast the spell slow.
You hear a beat, call and response from overhead.
I'm going to fly up and try to see the drum.
You see a pirate standing with a flamboyant pose, shadowing a face that you can't quite make out.
All right, I make it to the deck. It's shipped out.
And she casts Fast Friends on you.
Welcome to Discount Heroes!
We're doomed, mateys.
I feel like that because Demarok is descended from pirates that he just found out about. Were you masking your accent before? This is your real voice?
Arrgh. Yes.
Brent took a turn out of line.
A Spanish pirate. See?
I took a turn out of line.
Yeah, he cast a spell on my turn.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, I asked you for permission first.
I know, but you didn't ask me for what.
If they had a reaction prepared, that's how it works, Tyler. Sorry.
Yeah, but you say, can I do something? And I just say, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to argue.
You're going to make the save anyway, and then you can fireball them, and then we'll leave.
It'll be better if you don't make the save. You're going to love it. You're going to love me.
I don't think so.
All right, hey, everyone. How you doing?
Good.
Not well.
Hey.
We'll find out how well you're doing in a minute.
Yeah, I'm rather worried.
I keep rolling ones.
The best part is the whole plan I had would not work anyway, so I did all this for nothing.
But at least now you know.
I'm glad you did it.
I should start looking things up before I just say I do this.
Well, I do want to hear what you were planning on, but maybe I should introduce us first. Welcome to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed. We're a chaotic character and story-driven real play podcast. We're a group of five friends who've known each other for 16 plus years. We played countless hours of questionable D&D, and now we want to share with you the game we love so much. My name is Brent. I'm the DM. We got four players here. Why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing?
My name is Tyler. I'm playing Copes, the Circle of the Stars Druid.
Arrgh! Shiver me timbers, mateys! Ye landlubbers aren't ready for Pirate Demarok, the tiefling bilge bard, played by Aaron.
This is Jared. I play Thrasher. He's a human barbarian.
And this is Matt, and I play Nox Longfoot, the gnome wizard.
All right, I've got a question for you guys. This is a bit of a nebulous question. I hope you got an answer for it.
I don't even know what that means.
Nebulous?
This question is, can you define the word nebulous?
Nobody knows. It's nebulos. All right, my question is, when has something truly unexpected happened to you?
I was not expecting that question, if I'm being honest.
So right now.
I've pretty much seen all my mistakes coming from a mile away.
There's no way that's true.
All right, I've got two. Earlier this week, my 5-year-old daughter went down the driveway on a bicycle and ran into the back of my car. Came out looking like she fought Mike Tyson for 5 rounds. So that was unexpected. But I've also got another one. When I was 17 years old, I went into a Quick Trip, bought a $2 scratch off, went to take a poop, and scratched off a $500 ticket winner while taking a dump at the Quick Trip. So,
damn,
that was pretty cool. Unexpected. Good place to be sitting to win $500.
Unexpected.
That's a good one.
Do you want me to go?
Yes.
I'm trying to think of something.
Maybe my idea, maybe mine will spark something within you. I was out with Mallory and her best friend and her husband, and we passed by this strange looking
Tudor. How was Tudor?
His name's Tudor. Tudor.
Yeah. How is he?
He's doing well, as far as I know.
Good. Good. Tell him I said hi.
I will tell him. I'll message him now. All right. So, on the way there to meet them, we passed by the store that just had a logo on it. I don't even remember what it was called, but it was something really nebulous sounding. Didn't seem to indicate what it was. It looked like it was like an evil headquarters, but it was just like a building in a strip mall, totally blacked out windows, just a logo on the door. I was like, I want to know what that place is. And I mentioned it while we were eating dinner. And since we were close by, they were like, well, let's walk over there and see what's going on. Because I looked it up. And it said that it was like a clothing store, but there weren't any pictures of what clothing was in it. So we go to check it out and we walk in and there are a ton of people inside and there is like heavy bass blasting from somewhere in the back. There's no clothes anywhere. We walk in confused and there's just, it's like a house party back in the day where it's just tables full of booze and people just walking up and pouring red solo cups of stuff. Everyone seems to be filtering to the back of this building. And we go up there and a guy, like a bouncer, I guess, stops us. And he just says, you guys here for the party? And we were like, yeah, we were here for the party. He shouldn't have fed us that it was a part. He's like, yeah, you're here for the birthday? And we were like, yeah, the birthday, of course, yeah. So he's like, all right. And he goes back in and there were like 400 people. In this loading area for the buildings in the strip mall, just having a huge party behind this building.
That is awesome.
Okay.
They had two DJs on each side of this huge courtyard playing different music. They had mics passing around with people freestyling into them.
How did you know their name?
Okay. It was insane. And we actually saw somebody that Mallory knew there. He was like, Mallory, what are you doing here? He was like, this guy just asked if we were here for a birthday. He was like, oh, you don't know so-and-so? It's like, that's hilarious.
Did y'all stay?
Yeah, we stayed for like 2 hours, partied with a bunch of people. We had no clue who they were.
Why have you never told me that?
I definitely did after that happened. So you definitely forgot.
We weren't listening because I've never heard that story.
I feel like I would remember that, Brent.
It was incredible.
Maybe that was the D&D party or the Dragon Con party.
No, that one would have been better. I wouldn't even remember that night. So yeah, that was truly unexpected and awesome.
Huh.
I was near an unexpected thing when it happened.
I know what you're talking about.
At the carnival?
No, that's a good one.
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was unexpected.
Tell a story.
I'm not going to do that one.
Aaron and Leslie and I were at the Georgia State Fair, and we just saw a bunch of people like start sprinting, like hundreds of people, and then we watched a guy get jumped by a gang like right in front of us.
Yeah, everybody was like clambering over the game stalls, hiding, like where you try to throw that little ball into the bucket, where you pick up the duck with the numbers on it.
And there's a dude just getting stomped out.
Complete chaos erupted immediately.
Cops are tackling people. It was wild. That was unexpected.
You're just having a good time up to that point.
I was having a good time at that point. It's like live TV. I watch Cops, you know.
So I was just watching football one day with one of my best friends, and we're just sitting on the couch and watch all Sunday. And we like to play DraftKings. And towards the end of the night, my buddy's lineup was looking really good. And turns out by the end of that game, he had won $250,000 sitting next to me. And 5 days later, it was deposited into his bank account.
And
very unexpected.
Now his house is chock-a-block full of gnomes.
We gotta cut that. We gotta cut that.
Maybe don't leave that part in there.
He doesn't listen.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, that's not the point.
Was Catman gonna come get him?
It's all gone.
You know, weird enough, that dude still owes me $12. Still not pay.
Probably because he thinks you're leaving gnomes all over his house.
Damn it! He definitely does, though.
Yeah, he asked me about it about a week ago. And I was like, you think Jared's doing it? He's like, no! I already asked him! That was my first thought, though. Gotta be Jared.
Keep pushing the Jared narrative.
I think that's the only way to go.
The Jared it.
Ooh.
The Jared narrative. That's like fucking Grisham book.
Oh, I have another really short one just because it freaked me out. I was driving down the road a couple months ago and a snake came out of my hood and slithered around on my windshield. It's like a 3-foot snake. It stayed on my car for miles. I was horrified inside the truck.
That's a nightmare for you.
It was a nightmare. I was like, I know there's holes somewhere that snake could get inside this truck. That was horrible.
Were you not worried about the other snakes?
And Will, because he wants to.
I have a video of this. It's like just on the windshield. It was on my side mirror. It would go under the hood. It'd come up somewhere else. That was the worst 30 minutes of my life, that drive.
One day, me and Tyler were sitting in a rental truck, like a box truck.
Oh, that was
getting
unexpected.
Ready to go home from a job. Like getting our GPS set up and like just, you know, getting ready to leave out of Alabama. And all of a sudden, we just hear like this huge burst and Tyler's window right next to him shattered. And like all the glass is blown inside the truck. It exploded.
It exploded.
And we look up and there's a guy holding a weed eater with the most shocked look on his face ever. And he just hit a rock and like bulleted it straight in Tyler's window.
Dude, I thought like the only logical thought when it happened was a bullet just hit that window because it exploded.
Yeah, it was absolutely ridiculous.
I think it was cold out and we had to drive 4.5 hours home and I had no window.
Oh, that is correct. It was very cold and it was getting dark.
But that wasn't as cool.
Actually, I do have one from yesterday. I pulled out of my neighborhood to go to work like usual, driving at the speed I usually drive. And I did not expect that cop to be there in church parking lot.
But he was.
You got pulled over?
He was. He was there.
Did he say hi?
He said hi and then a few other things. And he gave me a couple pieces of paper to remember him by.
Were you wearing your kimono? Because you probably would have got off.
No, but here's a pro tip for you guys. If you get pulled over and your registration has expired and you have the wrong address on your driver's license, you can just get a warning for those two things if you were also doing more than 20 over. There's a shitty life pro tip for you.
Just don't tell him you live at a different address is a better pro tip.
Yeah, that would have worked too.
You do not have to answer those questions.
I just got a warning for that one anyway, so it doesn't matter.
You still live there? Yes. Done.
They're none of your business.
Well, yeah, but they send important information there.
Important? Is that what you said?
Important.
Important?
Shut up. I'm going to edit it so I didn't say that. Then you're going to sound stupid.
So let's go ahead and begin the game.
Arrgh.
Last week, our intrepid adventurers.
Wait, Brent, can you do the whole recap as a pirate, please?
I can.
Last week, our intrepid adventurers panicked a little bit as the air warship approached.
Yeah, there we go, baby.
It appeared heavily armed, specifically designed to detain and capture other airships. Upon our heroes' first approach, their ship locked itself into place, seemingly unable to move. Thrasher struck the core of the ship and it fell from the sky. Our hero Thrasher quickly striking it a second time to bring it back into motion. Piloting as well as he could, Nox, Copes wasn't eager at this time. He attempted to skirt the edge of whatever aura was being projected by the ship, but they came under attack by barbed hook chains which latched themselves onto the ship. Try as they might, they were unable to free it, for it could be pulled closer and halted, perhaps for good. Our heroes rallied, prepared to defend their ship, while Copes flew upward to find out who was their pilot. Having found her, Copes found himself facing a familiar spell.
Thank you. Honestly, I think you should do that every week.
That was excellent.
You sounded like a dang old sea dog, my friend.
Glad I didn't waste that on Captain Gravewave.
You mean that son of a biscuit eater? By the way, that is one of the options for pirate slang. Son of a biscuit eater.
Okay.
On what?
Islands.com.
Did you just Google pirate slang?
I did.
I'm also Googling
it's
pirate
subcategorized
slang.
As an insult.
Because, like, you're soft because you eat biscuits.
I'm going to go with you liquor.
I believe you mean landlubber.
A booty swindler.
A hornswaggle.
Okay.
Ooh, I like this one. Cleave him to the brisket.
All right, I got to get on this now, but Cooks, you were about to be under the effect of a spell, possibly.
I rolled a 12 on my Wheeler Woe.
So what does that mean?
I talked about this before the show, and I got reprimanded by Brent.
Pretty aggressively.
Pretty aggressively.
Was that aggressive? I don't think so.
I think you just wanted him to fail the save.
I mean, I'm still upset.
Oh, I did call you an idiot. That's right. I called you an idiot. That's true.
See, that's pretty aggressive.
Okay. All right, my bad. You're regular.
I'd rather be an idiot.
All right, now roll a really high saving throw so you make him look dumb.
Well, do I roll against it?
Yes, you're going to be rolling against the spell. It is a wisdom saving throw, so that's pretty good for you.
What do I have to beat?
The number you get to beat is a 16.
Pretty good. All right, here we go. That's an 18.
Ooh. Woo. You might feel yourself tempted for a moment. The beat really gets your talons moving. But you catch yourself being affected by the magic. And you're able to shake it off.
Okay, and I already said I shifted out, right?
Yeah, you shift out.
Okay, so here's what I was gonna do.
Alright. She slowly stops playing. Are you saying this to her?
So here's what I was gonna do. I pull out my glitter stick. I was gonna use this on all you guys. But I think you have to be willing. So, never mind. And I grab Laura Bones and fall off the ship.
What?
Oh, does she want to say something?
You're holding up your glitter stick, right? Glitter's just falling out of it?
Yeah.
I mean, should I just do the pirate voice I did for her? I had another voice planned, but it seems too appropriate.
It's a good voice.
To just do this voice. Yeah.
It's a lady.
Yeah, I mean, there's a limit to how much I can make a floaty, high-pitched voice. I can always pitch it up, I guess.
You'd be like, yarg.
You say all that.
Well, who says I'm not willing?
Oh.
You catch a little bit. Actually, make an insight check here.
You said there's... So her and two... So there's 25 people up here with me.
Okay. Let's say she's held up her hand and the other sailors on the ship are not approaching.
All right, I hold up my hand.
Give her a 5.
22.
Ooh, Demi's gonna have a new baby sibling.
You can see a striking family resemblance here. She must be related to Demrock, and that mischievous smile reminds you of him as she says,
"Who says I'm not willing?
Are you willing?
I'm willing for a lot of things.
Sorry, I do this thing."
Oh, you talk like me. You're a pirate too.
Yarg, yeah.
I'm always willing to try anything once. First time an eagle landed on my ship and turned into a satyr wielding a rod that's dropping glitter all over my ship.
You have a private room somewhere? My flex.
Bro, you better not batten down my sister, I swear to God.
Batten down my sister.
I think in line with the familial dispositions that maybe are genetic traits that are inherited, she might be, you get the sense that maybe she actually is into that.
Do you know Demirock?
Oh, Lil Demi?
Yeah.
Oh, that's me brother. That's me little brother.
Yeah, well, he's down there on that ship you're assaulting pretty viciously.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
But what were we talking about? You said you had a proposition for me. He can take care of himself.
Yeah, my proposition is you unchain our ship and let us go. You said you'll try anything once. I reckon you never done that.
Well, this is a little bit unexpected. And I like your moxie. How's Demirock doing? At least tell me that.
He's good. He's good. He's, you know, doing music, adventuring.
I'm glad to see he's keeping the drumsticks in motion. You know, his father was real torn up when he decided to leave.
Yeah, he won't talk about him.
I can't understand why.
He screams real loud every time you bring it up.
Father's great. He's so encouraging and supportive. He just wants you to do what makes you happy.
Is he a pirate?
Oh, yeah. He gets paid to do all sorts of horrible things. Oh, me too, though. It's nothing personal, though.
Let me ask you a question, Brent. I cast disguise self to look like them before I turn into an eagle. Does that drop when I turn back? Let's just go with that I'm a goat, because we've already talked about it.
Okay, I did say you were a goat already. Yeah,
let's just keep going. I mean, do you want to talk to him?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to Demirock. I'll call off the men for now. We won't haul your ship up and then kill you or throw you overboard or anything.
Okay, you haul the ship up and pull out a range so we can move, and then I'll fly you down.
He thinks about it.
I'll leave this goblin up here as collateral so that you know I have to come back.
Oh, yeah. Florgal Bunce. What? What? He's lying. He doesn't speak for me.
I'll give you a promotion.
All right. He speaks for me.
Yeah, I'm his most trusted shipmate. He'd never be able to survive without me.
Yeah, while you're up here, teach all these guys about stars, like just like I taught you.
Well, I don't suppose there's much risk of you getting away with us being this close.
Yeah, I just want some security in that I know the ship can move. I mean, you can still obviously catch it.
Yes, we can. I'll call off the men.
Deal. Stick my hand out.
She looks at it, and then she spits into her hand. And looks expectantly at you.
Okay, I spit into her hand and put my hand.
Yes, down. I'm so glad you did that.
This pirate stuff is weird.
Shiver me timbers.
Yeah, carve me brisket, mate.
Well, I think you'll find we're quite like unlike any other pirates you've met before.
Yeah.
We get paid, but we also do what we want.
That's pirates.
Yeah.
That's all pirates.
She begins calling out orders, and although she speaks at barely a volume above a yell, it seems like everyone can somehow hear her, even on the far reaches of the ship. Those of you on the deck of the ship see the poles begin to unhook themselves from the side of the ship. You see that the hook itself comes loose, like they give it a bunch of slack, and it looks like you could remove it easily now.
We do.
It begins pulling away from the ship, and you see the ship retreating upward. You guys don't know what's happening. Remember that.
I think we scared them off, guys.
Yeah, either that or they took Copes as a sacrifice. They do that sometimes.
You know, normally I'd take you, someone like you, as a sacrifice.
Yeah, I appreciate that you're not doing that.
All right, the ship's out of range.
All right, you want to ride me? And I wink at her.
I'll ride anyone once.
All right. She hops on your shoulders.
As a goat?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how does this thing work? Do I just pull here?
Yeah, just hold my horns.
She starts pulling on your horns.
Oh, I'm getting horny. I jump off the ship.
Well done.
Yeah, I jump off and turn back into an eagle.
Wow, that's a fine trick. You gotta teach me how to do that.
If you're gonna make eagle noises, really commit with your mouth so we know.
Could we get her name before she comes over here?
From you, we could.
I have to pick it.
Yeah.
You haven't thought of one?
Welcome to our hell.
Femi Rock.
I specifically didn't name it for you. I've thought of some other funny names like Semirock.
Nah, make him squirm.
Oh, it's not going to be good.
Welcome to Discount Heroes.
And then we're going to berate you for it. Got him. Gonna say something questionable.
That definitely made Nox name at least one character.
I know, and I thought, oh, this shouldn't be a problem. I was actually listening to those episodes today. What's a girl rock name?
Well, don't worry. I mean, I'll cut out some of the part of you thinking about it.
No, all of it. This is going to take a while.
You're really making Aaron hang the jib here.
Oh, I am frowning and pouting.
Oh my god.
See, we get it.
Just pirate stuff.
Janis Joplin.
No.
You can't pick Janis Joplin.
Things I didn't expect my DM to say to me.
No, you can't pick Janis Joplin.
No, Janis Joplin cannot canonically be your sister.
Come on.
Whitney Houston.
Demi Pebble. Granita.
I love this. This is delicious for me.
Quartzelia.
I feel like you got some. There's something in there. You got something coming out of you.
Igneous Sala.
Now you're going the other way.
I looked up female pirate names. This one's Fanny Campbell.
No.
Pretty good.
I'm Dimrock and she's Fanny Campbell. Does anybody have any ideas?
Shivering Shelly.
No, because I think you're gonna try to have sex with her, and I don't want it to be Shimmering Shelly.
Strong Heart Misty Winters. I don't know why this was on it.
How about Remedoc?
You can just pick another like a stone name or something like that, or semi-precious.
Jimmerock.
Kind of like semi-precious.
Semi-precious is good.
Semi-precious.
You know, at any point during this week, Brent, you could have texted Aaron and said, Hey, think of a name for your sister.
I would have got a really good
one. I didn't
one.
Give you that opportunity.
Or we get this gift.
No, it's not a gift. This is not good. Britannica.
Listeners, I know it sounded like Aaron stumbled for about 15 seconds, but wait till you get to the end of the episode where there's 7 minutes.
Ruthalia. my favorite daughter. That's her name.
Azura.
See, that's not bad. That's not funny either.
Demarok's not funny.
you just proved yourself wrong, though. Pyrita. Fool's Gold.
I don't hate that one.
Citrina. Cassiterite.
Pyrita.
Oh my god, that's good. Like, instead of Pyrite. What a dumb name.
Man, Pyrite, just because it's both, wouldn't be bad either.
Oh, that would be good.
Pyrite the Pirate?
Fair. We're really going with the rock thing.
Pyrite the Pirate Princess.
I did have all those rock puns, so, you know. Maybe those were just common jokes where I'm from. I don't know, bro. I cannot believe you did this to me. It's so important. It's not just like some dude in a cave. I don't know. Pyrita, I guess, but I don't. This sounds weird to say. Esmeralda.
Just whatever you want.
I know, but I wish you guys would help a little bit. Y'all always have ideas. Now everybody's just fucking sitting there.
I gave a bunch.
Sinestra. Who's that?
That's one of the constellations.
Oh, yeah. what about...
Name her Gemini.
I kind of like...
If her name's Gemini, I'm definitely banging her.
How about Zillionda?
No.
I'm going to give her the Gemini bone.
Zillionda is good. Oh, if you like it.
I got Zillionda.
Zillionda?
Zillyana. Z-I-L-Y-A-N-A.
All right. So Copes is flying down. I suppose you would all see him flying down with this lady wearing these fabulous clothes on her back. Demarok, it's up to you whether you recognize her on approach.
Oh, no. No, no. I start like trying to like shape up. I'm taking off all the pirate stuff. And like I've got my hoodie up. Maybe I tie my hoodie up where you take the bottom of it and put it through the neck hole so my belly's showing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, I don't know, I just start playing a nervous drum beat. And just kind of pacing back and forth.
Copes, you arrive on the deck of the ship with Zillyana in tow.
I messaged Denny. I found your hot sister.
Is that really how you're going to open this? My hot sister? Damn it, you got to see her freaking out here.
You're Demi.
Yeah.
She hops off your back, Copes, and onto the deck of the ship.
I pass out.
I smack her on the butt with my wing.
Then I pass out.
All right, I'm going to just say I go ahead and shift out.
You got to show me how to do that trick. That's a great trick.
It's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll show you in the morning.
Anyway, she walks up to Demarok and kicks him with her peg leg. He's like, you awake?
Oh! You awake, brother?
Hey!
Whoa, hey.
Hey, Zillyana. It's me, Demarok. The tiefling bard.
Oh, really? It's Demarok, the one who passed out as soon as I got nearby. You think I don't know it's you?
Yes, I know. So how's it been? Been good?
Oh, it's great. You're really missing out. We got hired to patrol these seas and capture ships, take their cargo, sometimes their people.
Doing it for the good, right? You're not
be villains, are you?
Hey, there's no villainy or heroicry. I think that's the word, isn't it?
Yeah, heroicry. It's always what Dad always said.
No, it's just about the coin and living a free life. That's what Pops always said.
Right, the doubloons. I remember it was very important to you guys. Is Dad mad at me?
Oh, he's heartbroken that you left.
Heartbroken that I'm not... Oh, he doesn't care what I do? Why is he heart... Why am I leaving? I know, like, why can't he just be a good pirate? He's always so soft and understanding and loving to me. I'm like, it's driving me crazy. You're gonna go and plunder and pillage and steal and then come home and love me and care for me and teach me to grow up to be a strong, responsible man? How dare he?
Thrasher kind of bumps Knox on the shoulder a little bit.
Man, I thought my relationship with my folks was complicated.
I'm still a giant ape, so I just shrug.
I'm so happy.
I mean, I guess it was always fine for you, but...
Wait, why was it fine for her?
Because I love it.
Yeah, because you're okay with being coddled. And you know how to accept love. I mean, what the hell? The most evil king pirate, and all I get him showing up to all my games and like all my rehearsals and my recitals. I'm like, Jesus Christ, why don't you be out on a mission? And forget about me.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. Our father's the most supportive person we've ever met when he's not killing and raping. No, he's not raping. There's no rape in this.
Yeah, he always said, no raping.
You heard it here, people.
No, I'm going to shift out of Polymorph at this point and be like, Thrasher, I really just don't get this. This is wild.
Guys, don't you see? Don't you see why I've been so...
No, we don't see, Demi. I have no clue what's going on.
What, don't you see? This is what I've been running from.
She seems really cool, honestly.
No, that's what everybody says.
The big ship?
Guys, if any...
Here, look at this portrait. She holds up a portrait of Demirock and what must be his father, and they're hugging, or his father's hugging him tightly.
You just had that on you?
Yeah, I want to remember my pops and my little bro.
I switched to a surfer there for a second.
Yeah. Hey guys, don't you see? Like, how am I going to grow up to be this great pirate king if I'm loved? I don't know how to kill people. I'm too soft.
I've seen you kill a few people.
You know Pops would have helped you.
What do you want out of us?
Just hate my dad. Be on my side. Nobody's ever been on my side my whole life. They're like, oh, you got it so good. God, I wish I was you. You know, your family's successful and your dad loves you and you all have dinner every night. I'm like, yeah, try it sometime. Fucking horrible.
I'm on her side.
Yeah, no, Demi, your family sucks.
Yeah. God dang it. Tall dude. I appreciate it. You mean it, though?
Totally. How could someone handle so much support and love? That's so terrible of them.
I knew I loved you, Nux.
But not too much, because that's bad.
Yes. I would never.
Demi, are you also an angsty teenager? Be honest.
No. Doesn't it seem like... Think about... Everything up to this point, like, he's made me this. I hate this.
Jeez.
This whole thing's been about me getting better and tougher and stronger. Better at killing. Just too nice.
You're pretty good at it.
I'm too nice, though. What? You should see him kill. You think I'm good at killing? Guys, you should see him kill. It's
okay. You
Pops is really good at killing. I tell you that.
It's okay if you don't kill in the same way that your dad does. You do it in the Demi way.
What's his name?
What's my pop's name? Why, it's...
No.
No way. Hold on. It's Grardor.
Grardor?
No, Carol.
You can have time to do this one.
Or you could say, I'm so mad at him, I just can't even say his name. Deal with that problem another day.
Why would I say that out loud, though? Somebody's, I guess somebody could ask me.
Debbie, what's your dad's name?
Oh, you asked.
There it goes again.
Really? That's who you want to talk about? His name is...
He's saying something.
No, I was hoping if I opened my mouth, something would come out. Zazima!
Oh my god.
No!
Come on, Aaron, you're on the spot. Let's go.
You don't have to do this now.
The wise old man! I have nothing, guys. Y'all have any good ideas?
Taurasha.
The boulder.
Zazima.
Mr. Rogers? No.
Mr. Rogers.
We'll just do this later.
Yeah.
Brett, you haven't thought of any ideas? Vanaka?
This was all for you.
You haven't thought of any ideas?
This is an opportunity.
Yeah, okay, but...
You've been bitching about your dad for 2 years.
No, I haven't thought of anything. Evil...
I just call him Papa.
Evil Bob. That's what they called him.
Evil Bob.
Papa Rock.
Papa Roach.
Papa Rock me. Like his wagon wheel. That's what he always sing to me every day. My dad? My dad's name? It's Papa Rock. No, that doesn't sound good.
If I just commit myself.
What? Thrasher, you talking about Evil Bob?
I want to go about Evil Bob.
Evil Bob.
That's IP theft. We got to go Evil Rob.
No, it's Evil Bob.
Is Evil Bob somebody?
It's a cat.
Evil Bob's a cat in RuneScape.
Oh, okay.
He's the famous cat.
Can't just lift their IP.
I don't think there's a trademark on Evil Bob. I mean,
he does kidnap you and take you to an island. To be fair,
he's very piratey. He only eats fish.
Uncooked. You have to uncook the fish that you catch. It is uncooking fire.
He wants Evil Bob, everyone.
That's fine.
I mean, you see what I'm saying, Thrasher? Ain't like Evil Bob. Should maybe hit his son every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Not once did he lay a hand on me.
Debbie, you are my friend. I will help you in any way I can. Please tell me what you need out of us.
Nothing. I just never want to go back there. He's going to soften me up, turn me into a little marshmallow pirate. I'm out here to see the world, to taste hate and doubt and deception. I've had a perfect life, Thrasher. You know how horrible that is?
Can I punch Demi in the face?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's up to Demarok, too, a little bit.
Why would you punch me in the face?
I'm going to deceive you.
To show his love.
You need to not be a soft boy.
Yeah.
I was also thinking of striking you.
But Thrasher usually is thinking of that, so...
It's up to you whether you want him to roll, Aaron, for hitting you. Otherwise, you can just let it happen if you want it to play out.
I'm playing D&D, baby. Roll it.
I'm just going to smack you. I'm not going to punch you. I'm going to smack you.
Oh!
That's just a base roll. So, plus, what, 6?
That hits.
Sure.
19.
Oh!
I smack him. Step out of it, Demi. What the fuck?
What do you mean, man? What do you mean, what the fuck?
You want people to hit you? Did you like that?
A little bit.
Jesus Christ. I go stand next to his sister.
She just looks up from the pamphlet that she's reading.
Is that my pamphlet?
It is your pamphlet.
Give me that back. It's expensive as hell.
Well, are you guys ready for me? I thought this was a conversation that you guys were kind of having without me.
I thought you would be able to, you know, talk to your brother.
Yeah, you could expound on this.
We weren't expecting this.
I say, you know all her shit.
Well, brother, we were hired by the Trident's people to patrol these seas. You see, we're looking out. We're not sure exactly who we're looking for, but it's a group of individuals. They would be maybe relatively well known.
It's us, Zoyana. It's us. We've been traveling the world wreaking havoc, pretending to save people.
No, it's not us. Nobody's
looking
for us.
We've been turning off magic and like shooting the eye and making deals with devils and unleashing like hell beings that the world was never known
okay,
before.
Okay, you're making us sound bad.
That's all we've done. That's what I've been trying to say this whole time, guys. I think
that's exactly the type of person we're looking for.
Hey, don't make fun of Mucinex.
I'm trying to make us the best villains in all of this land. I don't know.
Wait, what?
Zoyana, we love Tridents, and I pull out the corpse.
Oh, no!
See?
Stop!
That's what I'm saying! You know how hard it was to get him?
Whoa!
We found this. He was already dead when we found him. We're bringing him home.
Yeah, see, we keep saying we're doing good stuff, and...
Do you know Rick?
Rick? Yeah. You know Rick?
Yeah.
He's on one of the other ships, patrolling around the Hive.
Why call Rick?
No, just call him.
What do you mean, call him?
Wait, why are they looking for a group of people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get the full story. We just got paid to do something. Supposedly there's
They just said look for a group of individuals? That describes every ship in the world.
Well, hang on now.
Yes, well, we got a special way. We've got something special to track them down.
What is it?
She pulls out a glowing crystal. It's not a Gemini stone.
I love how you cut that off.
You don't know that. Just cut him off at the pass.
Apparently the ones we're searching for, this crystal here will react very strongly when it gets within a couple feet of their presence.
What's the crystal look like?
Is it reacting?
I back up.
Well, are you guys within a couple feet of her presence?
I said I stood right next to her.
Oh yeah, it's glowing like crazy. It's vibrating like crazy.
Lit light up like a beacon.
I did not expect it to be us. I thought it was the other heroes. I thought it was a play on that.
Well, it looks like it's not doing anything, so can't be us.
No, it doesn't normally do this.
Are you sure, sis?
I don't think that's right.
Who's?
Can I see that?
They said the people we're looking for, this crystal will react very strongly to their presence. There's something you guys are doing that they don't like.
What is it?
I guess it's just your presence. I don't know. They didn't say.
No.
That's the most offensive comment I've heard.
We get that a lot.
No, your presence is personally quite pleasing to me. It seems like, you know, I mean, you do travel with Dimarok here, so you must have something wrong with you.
No, they love me. But not too much.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Our father loves you more than anybody.
I know.
Well, we're just going to keep going.
Well, I didn't expect it to be the four of you.
Yeah, it's not us.
What were your orders? They said you were supposed to kill us? Or what?
We're supposed to capture you, take you back to the Hive. Don't know what they want with you.
Well, dang it, here's like one of those funny life situations. We were already going to the Hive. But now if we go as prisoners, it'll feel like a bummer.
You don't want to be a bummer, do you?
I'll be hanging my jib.
Yeah, you don't want to make us, you know, be a bummer.
Well, I'll be hanging jib, sister.
Now, hold on. Nothing. What was that Nothing. You just said? And explain it to me, please, now.
Make that
no,
louder.
Please don't. Hang the jib means to pout or frown.
Absolutely.
We all hang in jibs.
Now, keep your jib up, brother.
I put my jib away.
Just because Father's been hired to, and I've been hired by extension to find and take you back as a prisoner, doesn't mean that we're not family.
I know, but we're still prisoners.
Yeah.
We're not prisoners.
Unless
what?
Unless you got something more valuable for me. See, they're paying us quite a bit to continue patrolling these seas, and I'd hate for it to come to an end so soon. So if you had something more valuable that you could add...
I wink at her.
Fine. You can have sex with Copes. That's fine.
I can get that anywhere. I will take that, but I want something else.
The deal, whatever.
Something more valuable than this goat's virginity.
Hey, man.
Like,
all right, now Copes is hanging jib a little bit.
Like what? How much did they pay? How much are they paying you?
Oh, they got some new rich benefactor funding them. They're paying me and the crew 50,000 gold pieces a month to patrol these seas.
How much are they paying you to bring us in?
Do you need new crew?
Is it just a monthly payment? Because it seems like the only thing that's of value is to keep working.
That's what I'm saying.
So the stupidest thing you could do would be to just take us in. So the valuable thing is we'll continue to have them pay you 50,000 gold pieces a month. Congratulations.
I'd love to keep getting paid. Yes.
Good, good.
I will have to ask Father, though.
I mean, maybe if you're a bitch.
He might want to talk to you, Dimirock.
You know this is the last thing I want. Probably going to give me hugs and kisses.
You know he just cares about you. He wants you to be the best self that you can be. Regardless of what that is.
Gosh, you never got it, Zilliana. Nobody ever gets it.
We all agree on that.
Where's he at?
All right, brother. Well, if you don't want to talk to him, I just changed the accent. If you don't want to talk to him, I won't make you. But I still have to ask Father if it's okay to let you go.
Yeah, we'll call him.
Or we don't need to involve him.
Yes. Yes.
And we'll just give you something cool. Like,
right.
Like a cool sword or something.
Yeah. Oh, you love swords. Don't you? Every birthday, sword.
Yeah, I love swords.
Copes has got at least 17 different rods. I don't know if you like rods.
There's only one rod you're getting tonight, Zilliana, and it's none of these.
What about this sword? Is this enough?
And I swing my chainsword around my head.
Huh? Ever see one of these? Sword? Chain? Chainsword?
That's a cool sword, but I mean, it's not quite the same value of what you're asking me to do. You're asking me not to tell Father, the most supportive person we've ever known.
Look, well, how about you do it for me? And I want to roll persuasion. I just want her to let us through.
Okay. Persuasion.
24. I cast suggestion.
I'm going to roll against you for this. So
what modifier does she have to beat a 20?
She doesn't have as good of a bonus as Demarok does, but she does have a +7.
Dang.
I would like to change the spell, honestly.
Do you want me to roll against that first to not be suggestion?
Oh, I do want it to be suggestion, yeah. But I don't think she rolls against it. Oh, yeah, they do. Sorry. Wisdom save.
Yeah.
Gotta be to 16.
I mean, I think the persuasion's harder to beat at a 24.
Yeah, but I don't know if 24 is enough to just make her not give us the deck of many things.
You can add a d6 if you want to use my wheel.
Can you add that to a DC? I figured you have to add it to a roll.
Yeah, not to a DC. Oh, yeah.
That's not a DC check. Is it a persuasion check?
Oh, to his persuasion. Yeah, you can do it. You can try just a persuasion route. The spell is going to be a little bit more effective since you got some magic, but she might totally succeed against it.
Kind of want to cast magic on her, but I think it'd be more likely to succeed with the 24 plus 6.
She's got a +2 to her wisdom save.
It's up to you. You want to use magic or you want to use your words?
I think I would rather cast the magic if I'm just playing the character.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's how I'd do it.
All right. And what is your suggestion?
So, Yana, how about you do me one favor and just brother to sister, let us make our own way to Hive and just forget you saw me for now.
And I cast suggestion. Yep, she has to beat a 16.
You got a 9.
Whoop. Oh!
So then she must do what I say, for it's a couple sentences, a simple command.
All right, and you already basically gave her the command. She says, "Well, you know, Demarok, father was gonna let you go, even if I did talk to him. He's just that kind of guy."
I know. He's so understanding.
I mean, if that's what you really wanted, I'm sure he'd let you go. So if what you want from me is just to pretend I didn't see you.
That is perfect.
I'll pretend I didn't see you, Demarok. At least for the next 8 hours.
Hey, that's all I need. We'll be long gone. Well, we'll be about 8 hours that way.
Well, I suppose this is goodbye yet again. Am I going to see you again, Demarok?
Yeah. Obviously, I mean.
Look, and I just give her a quick hug. And then kind of just, yeah, I just give her a quick hug and then back up.
Bye, Zoyana.
Yeah, I suppose I'll return to my ship now.
Yeah, it was good to see you, you scallywag.
Be wary while you travel these seas. Father's patrolling in one of these ships out there.
Duly noted. I'll keep that in mind.
Well, I'm sure he'd want to capture you just to give you a nice hug and feed you. And say hi to all your friends.
I know. He'd love to meet these guys. They're so cool.
But I know that's not what you want. And although I don't understand it, and maybe I never will, I'll let you go. And she stands on her pogo, or on her leg, on her peg leg, and it pogos up into the air.
No, I wanted to do something.
Just spring-loaded launch. Were you going to turn into an eagle and take her up there again or something?
No, I can't. But I was going to say, I promise next time we'll see each other, I'll teach you this one. And I smack her butt and cast polymorph and turn into a giant eagle.
And then it's boy-oying.
as the eagle just launches.
As the peg leg launches up in the air.
Yeah, I want to turn her into an eagle.
Okay.
How do we get Flargabuns back?
I think that's what Copes is doing.
No, I don't go with her.
You don't go with her?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I message. Bring my goblin back, please. Can we bring that goblin back down here, please?
Have her toss him.
Can we please have our goblin?
Shit. We'll just kidding.
Yeah, you see her land on the deck of the ship, and after a few moments, you see something thrown overboard.
What's it sound like?
Catch him, guys! Catch him! Catch him! Catch him! Catch him!
That's all like grouper arms.
That was amazing.
I don't have any way to
we
catch him.
We try to catch him in our arms, linked up.
I catch him.
Do we? Or does he land on the ground right next to you?
I catch him.
All right, yeah, just roll a, yeah, roll a athletics check. This is athletic.
Oh no, this is the harpy all over again.
I so hope this isn't that one.
Oh my god.
Oh.
One critical failure.
Oh my god.
You're welcome.
Wow. Alright.
Oh, that's so, choice.
Are you sure that this isn't a dexterity check?
I'm sure you're going for the catch here. So this is a familiar sensation. Fargabon's skull cracks right into your chest. It just slips through your fingers and just slams directly into your heart. You want to make a sound? Like as you're saying, I got you or something?
Don't worry, Flargabuds, I'm coming, I'm gonna...
As both you and Flargabuns take 33 bludgeoning damage.
Oh! Thrasher?
You're so bad at catching!
Yes! His hand-eye coordination must not have developed yet.
Is Flargo moving?
We should...
He stands up. This promotion better be worth it!
Probably get him to a bed.
What promotion?
I was killing it up there!
What'd you talk to them about?
I was just telling them about all the stuff that I've done and what you guys have done, and I may have embellished my role in those events a little bit.
Flargo.
Man, but they were eating it up. They were loving it. You just had to ruin it.
We can send you back up there if you want.
I'm not even mad about the blood. No, it's too late. The moment's over. You only get one chance to keep a crowd under control like that. One chance! Promotion better be worth it. I'll see you in my office. And he walks into Knox's room.
Would I have any information? It may be too late at this point, but that crystal that she had, that was... Is there any way to know what that was doing? How that was reacting to us?
Yeah, I'll actually give you an investigation check. You in particular can make this, actually.
Okay. 22.
A little bit of retroactive. 22. So what you felt that when the crystal reacted to Cope's presence, you felt that jar that you've collected of those like strange motes of light vibrated intensely on your belt.
When the crystal reacted?
Yes.
Huh. Did it seem like it was reacting to Cope's, or because Cope's was standing the closest? We don't really know.
It seemed like it was reacting to Cope's, okay. But your jar was also reacting to the crystal.
Okay. Huh. My little, I know, sorry, Cope's, I'm going to bring up the clouds again. I know how you feel about that, but my little cloud particles were...
Yeah, it's fine.
...moving and shaking when that crystal was moving and shaking.
Why do you think they were doing that?
That's all I got. That was it.
Same.
I don't know. I mean, you have some sort of reaction to stones, which have some sort of reaction to clouds. So I think what we're learning is maybe Circle of the Clouds isn't so far from the stars, my friend.
Pretty damn far.
That's pretty far. I don't know.
We can fly in the clouds.
We can fly into the stars, too. We was just, you know.
You serious?
Die before we got there.
But we get close.
We can do it. Once.
Once forever.
The ship begins patrolling away from your ship.
Speaking of in the clouds, maybe we should fly up into the clouds and try to make the rest of this trip covertly.
You got it, big guy. I take my spot back at the helm and steer us up into the clouds.
What you guys going to do? You're going to head towards the hive?
Yeah, I think we're back back on track.
Indeed. Now, obviously, we need to be careful because I don't know if these hive people are going to like us very much.
Yeah, okay, let's talk about that real quick.
We've got a dead one of them. They already don't like us for something else. And we also stole a magic deck of very dangerous cards from somebody that, like, runs the town.
We didn't steal it. He gave it to us.
Somebody gave it to us.
But we're gonna steal it. If I could figure out how to open this box, it would be ours. The only reason it's not is because I don't know how to open the box.
We should have asked my girlfriend.
No, we could smash the box.
I don't think we can.
It's just in a clear little box.
Yeah.
We haven't tried to open it.
We looked at it and didn't know how it would open.
We looked at it. We didn't even try, though.
There's something with a magical... Something about magic, and then I told Thrasher to explain it, and he wouldn't, so...
Well, he could lick it.
That is true. That would tell us some information. I don't think we should open that other box again, though.
No, we don't have to do this.
Sorry.
I don't think we should open that other box again.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I don't think that's... That's not why they're looking for us. That wouldn't make sense.
No, but they're paying at least one, maybe multiple ships, $50,000 a month to find us.
That's a lot. Maybe we should turn ourselves in. I bet the reward would be pretty good.
God, always thinking on the edge. I love it. How much do you think?
I don't know. And I don't know what we would do with it.
We could bust ourselves out.
We're good at that.
Yes. What a story that would be.
Maybe we sneak in and try to figure out why they hate us. Obviously, they hate us because they ain't us.
They ain't us?
Yeah.
They ain't. What's what about the ain't us?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, we got the cloak of the Trident, so I'm sure we could send somebody in there to get some info.
We could just have Rick vouch for us.
If we could find him. But he's on a ship patrolling looking for us, too.
Yeah, but he doesn't know he's looking for us.
True.
Okay, so do we find Rick or go to the Hive?
I mean, I think we should go to the Hive. I don't think we should just keep confronting these warships.
Well, say that, because I'd be down to agree.
He just hit.
Yeah, I think we head to Hive.
I'm just saying, if we encounter any problems, we can tell him we know Rick.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably our best bet.
All right, then the plan's unchanged. To the Hive?
Yeah.
To the Hive.
Hive.
Wait, we got to loot the body that fell on our ship.
All right, so you know that you...
How many do we roll for magic items?
You see that aside from a small pouch of gold pieces, platinum pieces...
Could I make a dinner for everybody and try out what those different ingredients do?
You could, but he also, I want to give you this, he also carries a pendant with the crest that Demarok described earlier.
We'll scoop that up.
See?
And his weird hat.
Scoopski the necklace.
Look at that. Look how fucking badass that looked. You think a sweetheart would be the leader of that organization?
I mean, I don't think he's a sweetheart to anybody else. It sounds like he does a lot of killing and not raping.
Yeah, no raping.
We gotta quit saying...
We're saying no raping. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what everybody should be saying. Should be chanting that.
All right, you want to make something with some of your ingredients? To relieve stress?
Yeah, so as we're flying towards the Hive, Demarok goes down. It's like, he lets everybody know he's going down to make dinner. He just needs some time to unwind. And with a day like he's had, he decides to break out, to make a bit of a feast. So he brings out all the ingredients to make several courses, and he uses four main ingredients: bouncing butter, shadow brew whiskey, reverse rainwater, and somnambulance broth.
So you find all three of those. Well, three of those ingredients are difficult to work with. Other than the somnambulance broth, that's easy to work with. You toss the butter in and it just bounces out of the cauldron.
Okay, yes.
And what were the other two? The shadow brew whiskey. You pour it in and it's difficult to tell if even anything's in there.
What a nightmare. Reverse rainwater.
Reverse rainwater. It starts to fall upward as soon as you pop the bottle off.
Okay.
So each one is a little bit difficult to use.
So I'm going to make a special dish for each one then. And then I decided to use the bouncing butter as a main ingredient and some raviolis. So when they're brought to the table, that's the first course. Each person is served a plate with a little bowl on top, and you can see it like chattering around. All right, guys, there's one big ravioli in there, but you got to be quick or you're going to miss the treat. And then... served with that is reverse rainwater, but all their cups are upside down. So they got to...
How am I supposed to...
Look, just like this. Hold it straight up. Straight up, just like that. Over to the head. I'll tilt the head back and just lips out and just... And you suck it right out of there.
Okay.
I'll try anything twice.
And for a third dish, the somnolence broth, you said that was hard to work with? Or that was easy?
That one's easy to work with.
This is just a nice octopus broth. All right. And then the last one I call is Invisibrew. It's some Shatterbrew whiskey and an empty looking glass. So just tilt it back and enjoy.
I don't think you gave us anything, Demi.
Oh, let's see what happens.
All right, let's make a roll to see how well you did using these ingredients. Okay. Which will be your proficiency bonus plus dexterity or intelligence, something like that.
Zero intelligence, one dexterity.
Can I make an argument before this roll? I think Demi taking the chef feat should have expertise in cooking. Which would be double proficiency.
I think that's why he has proficiency at all, is from the chef feat.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So let's say plus 4 then. And that roll is going to be a 17.
Ooh, you did a good job.
Nice.
Guys, I know you all got to know me a little bit better today, and it's not really kind of the way I intended to do that, but you know, I'm glad you know I'm trying to be the best evil pirate I can be. So I hope you enjoy this dinner.
Well, I think you're doing a great job, Demi. And we definitely love you. Not too much or in the wrong way, but just in the right way. And this food looks delicious and incredibly difficult to eat. But I'm very excited.
Definitely going to be a challenge.
Can you hold me upside down so I can drink my glass?
Yep.
Just gonna keg stand formation.
All right, everyone's eating up of all these ingredients.
Yep.
Nom 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 nom.
Nice. Demarok, yeah. You too. Coats.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, roll a d100 and add 20 to the roll. Demarok, ooh, did a good job at creating this.
108.
28 for Demarok.
89.
102.
I rolled 69.
Nice.
Though.
You should probably just keep the 69. It's nice.
Matt, what'd you get?
102.
Wow, okay. So, give me the lower numbers first.
I had a 28 total.
Total? Okay. Give me another D100.
Right, coming at you.
Well, I hope that's mine too.
88 this time.
Eight.
Now that's more Grady great.
That's my birthday.
Oh, God.
I quit.
I'm going to text you what you're dealing with.
Deal.
Dealing with. That's concerning.
All right. Next number?
89.
That's the next lowest number?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Actually, I'm going to message you this as well. This is going to really... It's going to be interesting for a minute.
Secrets.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, and now the 100s.
102.
Yeah, roll the D4 for me.
All right. A 1.
You feel odd. You feel the ingredients churning around in your stomach. Whatever mixture he concocted surely was not meant to be this way. You can feel the ingredients fighting for supremacy within your gut.
Oh, God. Demi, the bouncing butter hasn't stopped bouncing.
I should have maybe sampled it.
Why didn't you put it all together?
You feel an intense pressure threatening to burst out of you as these ingredients fight their way through your system.
I don't know which end it's coming out of, boys.
Let's wait and see.
You feel a horrible pain on your side.
Oh, I thought I got a good roll.
And you guys watch with horror as Nox's side begins to bulge outward before his shirt rips and another left arm emerges from his side.
Oh my God.
Interesting.
Nox, you're looking longer.
This is...
Nox, is that normal?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Are you a...
It's weird, but oddly convenient.
You're gonna need a special tailor.
What's the first?
Oh crap! None of my shirts fit.
What's the first thing you do with it?
I have no idea. I think it's just poking around.
Yeah, he's got three hands on his face and like touching his head. Nox, that looks.
Timmy, is this gonna stay here?
That's for that's for you. That's yeah. You're welcome.
Well, I guess it could come in handy.
See, you're already getting used to it.
Yeah. Okay.
A round of applause, maybe?
It just immediately starts clapping. I'm not even... Oh, God!
What is the sound of one hand clapping?
It's just smacking things.
Yeah, he's doing that back and forth, but with three hands, so it just gets real fast.
Thrasher, you fall to the ground. You feel like your skin is on fire.
Oh, it feels like my skin's on fire!
The three of you watch as his skin is on fire.
It looks like your skin's on fire!
It is on fire!
Oh, God! Wait, what?
I'll put it out with my extra hand! Just grabbing tablecloths and slapping him.
I try to dump some reverse rainwater on him to put him out.
It just keeps going up every time you dump it out.
Yeah.
Well?
Feels like your skin is smoldering, and it is. Intense burning radiation seeping outward from your gut all the way to your skin, singeing every fiber, every nerve.
Oh, what was in that food?
It was, pirate love!
You need to get your love checked. It burns!
Broken!
Copes runs up and pants his Nox and then giggles and runs off.
I grab him with my extra hand. Motherfucker, get back here!
How'd you see me?
What?
How the fuck did you see me? I start freaking out.
You're right here, Copes. Stop freaking out.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling on the ground to try and put me out.
You can't see me.
I can't see you.
You can't see me. Freak
out. Thrasher's rolling, smoldering on the ground. You take 21 damage, Thrasher, before the fire begins to subside. And you stand up and you're covered in a thick black soot.
All right.
You feel weird, Thrasher.
I feel weird, guys.
You look weird.
I think I'm gonna go take a shower and maybe hit the hay.
What? No, I don't think you should be alone right now.
I don't think I should be with you right now either.
That's so fair, but come on, man.
Come on, what? What do you want?
Don't go. We gotta see what happens to...
Oh my God, good night.
I go back to my quarters.
All right, Thrasher, as you have showers, I guess, I'm just gonna...
Yes,
not,
of course.
I'm not gonna argue.
Braddock made them.
In my rooms, I do.
Braddock made them, I guess.
I assume I have rooms.
As you wash the soot off, you see that your skin has a light metallic sheen to it. Like it's made of metal. Mm.
I like it.
Combs, why did you pull my pants down?
I thought I was invisible.
You were? What are you talking about?
I was invisible.
But I don't understand why that affects my pants.
God, I thought it was funny.
This is shameful. You're not allowed in the race car bed tonight.
I'm just surprised you could see me. No one usually sees me when I'm invisible.
You're not invisible. You're a goat.
No, I'm pretty sure I was invisible.
Timmy, you can see Copes, right? He's right here.
Yes, he's right there. You're holding him with your third hand.
And then I pants him with my extra hand.
That food did some messed up stuff.
It's the first time this has ever happened. I was trying to make it special.
It was special. Thrasher caught on fire.
He seemed okay.
You got an extra arm. All it did was turn me invisible.
You're not invisible.
You're not invisible. Everybody can see you, Copes.
You can't see me.
Look, go hide then, and we'll tell you where you're at.
I dance behind the... I, like, prance off behind the mask. Like, where am I?
Maybe he is invisible. I don't see him. Do you not?
Well, first of all, I can hear him because he can't shut up. Second of all, he's dancing behind the mask.
Damn it!
Why did you take your clothes off?
I'm going... I run into Nox's room.
Don't get out of my room!
You don't know where I'm going. I'm invisible.
Flargobud, stop him!
I shut the door.
Whoa, finally! I knew there was tension between us.
You don't know I'm here. Shut up.
Demi, you feeling okay over there?
Am I feeling okay? Do you think I'm feeling okay, Nox? I'm stuck on this stupid fucking ship with all these idiots. This little gnome who wants to use swords instead of all your magical powers, and Thrasher's this moody teenager who just can't keep it together, and Cope's always looking at the stars. No, I'm not okay, all right? I got a dad who loves me and friends who are idiots, and I'm like on a quest that's never ending. You know? Fuck this place.
I get it, man. You're going through a lot. That's I understand.
Was born into it. It's always been a lot, Nox.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be hard having unconditional love from your parents.
Don't say it like that. You know, it'd be so easy to be you. But no, gotta be me.
I can't even reach the silverware cabinet. I have to get Copes to get me a spoon. For some reason, y'all thought the high drawer was the place to put that.
But think about being me, though. You know, all the opportunity in the world. How are you supposed to make sense of that? Huh? Huh? Go any which way? Live your dream? Oh, what big shoes to fill, right? God, can't even get a little dysfunctional family to help me strive to be the best me I can be, right?
We are dysfunctional. Copes keeps taking my bed.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm here. But... you want to know how I am? That's it. I fucking hate this whole world, man.
Well, then let's make it better. One horrible evil deed that we meant to do good at a time.
Brent, can I make a will save right here?
Yes. Wisdom, yeah.
So I'd like to read my prompt. This complex insanity fills the victim with hate for the world. He may suppress his psychosis for a period of 1 day. By making a will save against the DC.
Jesus. Good lord.
Yeah. What are roll, Brent? Just 20.
Can I give him the help action?
Wisdom save.
20.
20? You're able to suppress it.
And I hate being... Look, it's just been a long day, Docs. I think I just need to go to bed. You know, so... If you want to find me, I'll be in your race car bed next to Coach.
All right, you walk off to the race car bed.
Excellent.
Leaving Nox and Thrasher. And you hear, hey, guys, this is Braddock here. I think something was wrong with that food.
Oh, you think so, Braddock? Do you think so?
I'm blind, guys. I can't see anything.
Oh, my God. Copes is not invisible. Stop.
I was invisible.
You look over at Braddock, and she is shining like the sun.
Oh, my God. Braddock, you turn it down. You're too bright.
What do you mean?
You're a lot. You're like the sun. Put a shirt on or something.
Well, that was a very nice thing followed by a very rude thing to say, Doc.
No, to cover the light! It's too bright!
What light? I can't see anything!
That's what I'm saying! Me neither! What is going on with these people? The food was really good, though. You'll be fine. Just
poke my head out the door.
God, I don't know. Go stand on the back of our ship so people... No, don't stand on... Go... I just wish I had another race car bed and walk off.
I poke my head out the door. All right, Nox, I'm not invisible anymore, so don't worry about it. Ah! Shut the door.
Braddock can't see you. I hope you're happy.
No one could see me. I jump in the race car bed. Brent sent me the prop. You believe you are invisible for the next minute.
That's so different than... They're all very
different.
Why didn't
you send me anything?
Because you caught on fire.
I told you what happened.
Oh, yeah.
What happened to you was a physical transformation, so I could describe it visually.
Mine was too. I was invisible.
Yep.
No, you...
He sent it to me, not to Cobes.
I'm going to go do three-armed things.
He says to Braddock as she's shining like the sun on the deck of the ship. Everybody just leaves her.
I'm going to go do three-armed things.
Could someone bring me some tea? Guys? Guys?
Yo ho ho, a podcaster's life for me. We joke, we jest, we pun with the best. Drink up me homies, yo. We Dungeons and Dragons and don't give a fuck. Drink up me homies, yo. Yo ho ho, a Discount Hero's life the best. We release on Thursday, so tune in thirsty. Drink up me homies,
get
yo.
It.
On Spotify and Apple, come drink
what
your
fill.
What
the hell are we supposed to jump in on?
Drink up me homies, yo, is every other line. Drink up me homies, yo. Yo, ho, ho, a pirate's life for me. The DM's plans will crash to a halt. Drink up me homies, yo.
Yo.
With questionable results, we'll surely deliver. Drink up me, homies.
Drink up
yo.
Me, homies, yo.
Yo, go ahead if you catch on. Just a bunch of
randoms. I've seen people say it on stage, and it's cool.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and end
man.
It after.
That was good, that. Right?
Drink up me, homies, yo.
Well, I was yo-ho-ho, and I just changed some stuff.
Drink up. Three hobbies, yo!
See if you guys can pick up what I'm putting down.